Hi there, my name is Daryl. I am a tutor here on Cambly. Today, we are going to do a short lesson on silent letters in English. Silent letters are letters in words that we natives don't say. But because they are in words, they can often cause confusion for non-natives. So it's very important to have knowledge of the most essential and common silent letters in English. So today we are going to do three groups of silent letters that will help you a lot with many mispronunciations. The first group we will do are words that start with a K and an N. Words like know, knowledge, knee, knife. In these words, we don't say the K, and we only say the N. The reason is, for the most part, English doesn't have a KN sound. It's not part of our speech patterns to say kna. It's not how we make words and make sounds. So if you remember that it's not part of our speech patterns, then as a rule, you will know when you see the K and the N together, you don't say the K and you only say the N. The second group we will do are words that have a G and an N. Words like design, assign, and foreign. In these words, again, we don't say the G. We only say the N. And the reason is the same. In English, for the most part, we don't have a GN sound. We don't say gna. It's not part of our speech patterns and how we make sounds. So again, if you remember that, then as a rule, you know, when you see a G and an N together, you don't say the G and you only say the N. The final group we will do are some of the most commonly mispronounced words by non-natives. And they have to do with verbs in the past tense. Words like talked, walked, baked. It is a common mispronunciation to say these words as walked, talked, baked. But in English, we don't say the E. The E is silent, and we only say the D. The only exceptions to this rule are words that end in a D or a T. Words like headed, connected, contacted. In these words, we do say the E and the D to create a division in the syllables of the word. What does this mean to you? As a rule, if the word ends in a D or a T, you say both the E and the D. Any other letter, a K, an L, an M, an R, a P, you don't say the E and you only say the D. And that will help you with many mispronunciations. So those are all three of the groups. At the end of this video, rewatch the video, write down all of these rules, and then go find words like this. Words with a K and an N, words with a G and an N, past tense verbs that end in an ED. Practice these pronunciations, and these rules will become part of how you see English. That is the end of our lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to learn more with me on Cambly, please check out the link in the description. We can do more pronunciations, exam practice, conversation practice, business English, anything you need. So until I see you in a classroom on Cambly, I will say bye for now.